All right, this is the News Fire segment where we set your news on fire, updated Monday through Friday, 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at newsfire.tv. We're going to get to our feature for the News Fire, which is sponsored by alert.pgnewser.com. Get that alert at alert.pgnewser.com, updated Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Did we say alert enough? Kim Jong-un Summit 3.0 could be in the works. So continuing his practice of setting policy through tweet, Donald Trump has tweeted hopes for a third summit with North Korean kingpin Kim Jong-un, and a North Korean leader seemed to agree with those plans, suggesting a third summit in a speech earlier last week. And Trump tweets about possible third summit with Kim Jong-un, and that's the CBS News headline. They go on to say, President Trump tweeted about a possible third summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Saturday and said the country has tremendous potential for extraordinary growth, economic success, and riches under his leadership. Let's get to our Newsfire headlines, which are sponsored by tips.pgnewser.com. Don't forget to tip your newser at tips.pgnewser.com. You know you want to. Our Newsfire headlines: South struck with deadly tornadoes, storms with 4 fatalities. Extreme weather has affected much of the South and Southwest this week with 4 fatalities attributed to the storms. Tornadoes slam south, killing at least 4 people as severe threat expands north. That's the Fox News headline. At least 4 people were killed, including 2 children, after powerful storms roared through the South on Saturday, spawning multiple tornadoes in several states as the threat for severe weather expands north on Sunday. Vatican unveils the 228 steps of Christ for the first time in 300 years. The stare of Pontius Pilate that tradition holds Christ walked before the trial that would ultimately condemn him have been unveiled for the first time in over 300 years. Stairs believed to have been climbed by Jesus prior to his crucifixion, unveiled in Rome. Unveiled in Rome, that's the CBN headline, CBN.com. ABC News reports after more than a year of restoration, the 28 steps of the Scala Sancta, or Holy Stairs, of the Pontifical Shrine in Rome was unveiled by the Vatican Thursday. Fight for 15 gets an Amazon win without the fight. CNN, the change takes effect November 1st and applies to full-time, part-time, and temporary workers. You might still get to be a Toys R Us kid. From CNN, the company said it is considering a new operating Toys R Us and Babies R Us branding company, the file said. The plan would create new domestic retail operating businesses under the Toys R Us and Babies R Us names, as well as expand its international presence and further develop its private business online.